Farm Network.
The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer continues today. We get another report from yesterday with Melissa Hammer.
On the last stop of the day, we got to catch up with Amy Broding near Roseau, Minnesota with South 89 Seed. Broding said the growing season has had its ups and downs.
Well, it went off like a two-month planting season, so that was really fun and challenging. But isn't out of the norm for here. I mean, that does happen often. But I think we loaded our first load of wheat out the 5th of April, and we did the last load of beans on the 17th of June. So it's provided a wide range of maturities within all the crops as we sit and look at crops this season. The rain did finally let up after planting, and we did have some pretty nice growing season conditions middle of the year. And I think we have a pretty nice crop coming.
The soybeans have seen a different variety of problems this year with the extra moisture this season.
So, this year we've actually seen a lot more Phytophthora root rot, and that's something that we haven't seen in quite a few years with the dry conditions we've had the last 3 years. Just haven't seen as much of it, but it has showed up a little bit this year. So we've talked a little bit with growers about Phytophthora traits that are included in certain varieties, and then also our seed treatments have probably reduced a lot of this talk in the past. But when you get conditions that are just perfect for disease, you're going to have that. And I couldn't be more excited to enter another generation of Pioneer soybeans. I mean, we've had great luck, great success in this geography with soybeans.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Melissa Hammer for the Red River Farm Network.
The North Dakota